Welcome to the Revitalize My Church podcast, created to help churches navigate change and reorient to a new and healthy future. Here's the host of the show, Bart Blair.
Welcome to another episode of the Revitalize My Church podcast. My name is Bart Blair, and it's my privilege to welcome you to the show. If you happen to be new to our podcast, maybe you're just kicking off your new year 2025 with some new podcast listening habits. Thanks for checking in. We release two episodes every single month, one on the first of the month and one on the 15th of the month. On the first of the month, we feature a conversation that I have with our executive director of our ministry, Assist Church Expansion, Nathan Bryant, and he and I share some of the principles that we're learning and things that we're applying in the context of church partnerships that we have, churches that we're helping walk through a season of revitalization, renewal, and replanting. And then on the 15th of the month, we typically have a conversation, another conversation, an interview with someone who's perhaps outside of our organization or a practitioner in the field of revitalization, or in some cases, someone else on our team that just has some insights to share. Today's a little bit different. Never done this really before. I'm interviewing myself. Not that I'm literally going to interview myself, but I am my own guest on the show. I want to set you up in 2025 with the best year possible. Now, we did release an episode on January 1. If you're listening to this one in real time, it is January 15th or somewhere shortly thereafter. And I'm going to make some book recommendations for you in 2025. I don't know if you're a reader. I'm an avid reader. I aim to read 52 books a year. I've never done that. The closest I've ever come is 50 books in a year. That was about 5 or 6 years ago. Last year, I think I read about 22 books. One or two of the books that I'm going to recommend today are books that I read this past year. Some of them, actually one of them in particular, is a book that I reread this last year. I'm going to share with you some books that have been really helpful for me in the journey of ministry, church revitalization, and coaching and helping other pastors. Now, as I recommend these books to you, it would be great for you to read one or more, maybe all five of them throughout the course of the year. Even better if you could read them with your team. Even if you just read one, pick one, the one that you think feels the most natural for you and your team to work through, whether you've got an elder or board or simply ministry leaders. It's always great to have that common synergy together as you're thinking and processing together. So I hope that this list of books will be a blessing to you. Some of them are books that we've mentioned on the podcast in previous episodes, and some of them I think might be new to you as well. So anyway, here we go. I'm going to give you five books that you can read in 2025 to help revitalize your church ministry. The first book that I'm going to recommend to you is one that we have mentioned many times on our podcast. In fact, we've even had guests that we've interviewed who have also mentioned this book, and it is called Canoeing the Mountains by Todd Bolsinger. It's not a new book. It's been out a handful of years. I'm not exactly sure what the publication date on it was. The subtitle of the book is Christian Leadership in Uncharted Territory. Todd is an amazing church leader, an experienced church leader, and what he does in this book is he takes the historical story of Lewis and Clark and their efforts to canoe from the Midwest United States to the Pacific Coast. And if you know the story, you know what happened. They got to the Rocky Mountains and realized that the methods that had gotten them to the mountains were not going to get them through the mountains. You know, that's what it's like when we're leading the church today. A lot of times you find yourself facing obstacles, facing scenery, facing experiences that are very different than what have gotten you to where you are. The methods and the systems and the processes that got us where we are today will probably not get us where we need to go tomorrow. And what Todd does in this book is he shows us how to adapt a new way of thinking, taking our old playbook that might not work anymore and mixing some practical leadership wisdom with some spiritual insights about leading change in uncharted territory. At the end of the day, and I'm going to say this probably several times in this podcast episode, that leading a church through revitalization is a spiritual effort. It is also, it's change management. You're managing change in your church, managing change with people, and it takes some real clarity and insight and wisdom to do that, to be successful on the other end. One of the quotes from the book that I love, Todd says, "Most of our congregations are filled with people who are blessed by what was done in the past." True? Yes. "Leadership today is most effective not by the way we solve problems, but by the questions we ask." In fact, one of the questions we have to ask is, how will we get over these mountains? What got us here will probably not get us there. And so the first book that I want to recommend to you is Canoeing the Mountains by Todd Bolsinger. Number two on my list is the book Reclaiming Glory by Mark Clifton. Mark Clifton is an experienced church revitalizer, church replanter. The subtitle of this book is Creating a Gospel Legacy Throughout North America. That subtitle resonates with me a lot because as I'm working with churches, as I'm planting churches, that's what I want to do. I want to create a gospel legacy wherever I go and with whatever churches I'm working with. You know, if your church has struggled, as you've wondered whether or not there's still hope for your future, Mark Clifton's book, Reclaiming Glory, it's going to give you both some inspiration as well as some practical steps that you can believe in to help get your church into a new season. And he draws from his own real life experience. He has replanted, revitalized multiple churches. He's leading another one right now. And he's gonna walk you through exactly how you can take a declining church and turn it around, rediscover mission, rediscover community impact, rediscover how you can help your church become a vibrant part of the community that it was originally planted in. Perhaps you've lost a little bit of that shine. Maybe you've lost a little bit of that impact. And Mark can help you with that in this book. Here's one of my quotes, my favorite quotes from the book. He says, "A replanting pastor is seeking to reclaim ground for God's glory, ground that has been under enemy control for years, if not decades. Changing music style, adding coffee, and updating your outdoor signage won't get the job done. This ground will only be won back by prayer, the power of the Holy Spirit, and real hand-to-hand combat." Now, don't you hear that and want to get to work? I think Mark is a very inspiring leader. He also has a podcast that you can check out. We'll link to that in the show notes here. But the second book that I want to recommend that you take a look at in 2025 is Reclaiming Glory by Mark Clifton. Number three on my list is a book by John Cotter called Our Iceberg is Melting. The subtitle, Changing and Succeeding Under Any Conditions. Now, for full disclosure, this is the only book on my list that is not a Christian-based book. It is a business book. Now, I know some people get a little bit bristly when we start trying to apply business principles into the local church. But the reality is, as I said earlier in this podcast episode, that leading your church through revitalization is a spiritual battle, no doubt about that, but it's also change management. And there are some very practical skills that we need to have as leaders in order to help move our people from where they are to where they need to be. This is also a book that we've mentioned on the podcast several times in previous episodes. And here's the gist of the book. It's actually a parable about a colony of penguins who live on an iceberg. And they learn that the iceberg that they're living on is melting. And this is going to lead to a catastrophic end to their residence, to their home as they know it. And they have to work together as a colony of penguins, different ideas, different perspectives, different agendas to come together to solve the problem together. There's some great leadership insight, great leadership wisdom that we as pastors, we as church leaders can learn from this book. The very beginning of the book, I think it might even be page one, he writes this, "Handle the challenge of change well and you will prosper. Handle it poorly and you put yourself and others at risk." In fact, there's a very good chance that your church may be at risk. The future of your church may be at risk. So doing nothing may actually be just as risky as doing something. So let's work together as a community to try to solve the problem at hand and help our church find a new and thriving future. The third book on my list for 2025 is Our Iceberg is Melting by John Cotter. Now, the fourth book on my list is one that I am 100% sure that you've never heard of before and you've never read, because it's a book that I wrote myself. It is called What Healthy Churches Do. Now, I'm a terrible self-promoter. My wife has always said that about me. I don't promote myself very well. I wrote this book end of 2022, self-published it. No, end of 2023, self-published it in 2024, and pretty much told no one about it. That's the reality of the way that I work. The subtitle of it is Three Things Healthy Churches Do and the Fuels That Sustain Them. Over the years that I've been coaching churches, one of the things that I realize is that most churches have a bent towards a very specific effort in ministry. Some churches are very much outward focused and they're into evangelism and they reach lots of lost people and see lots of people come to faith in Jesus. Some churches are really focused on discipleship and helping people grow in their faith and know the Bible and learn the Bible. And some churches are really focused on missionary work, sending missionaries, sending resources, doing work that's outside the walls of their church. But a healthy church is going to have a balance of all three of these things. A healthy church is going to be consistently making disciples. It's going to have a systematic, strategic plan for growing those disciples. And then it's also going to have a plan for sending, equipping and sending disciples. And the analogy that I use in the book is that just like your body needs a healthy circulatory system, a healthy nervous system, and a healthy respiratory system, these three healthy systems in the body, you need to have the same healthy systems in the context of your church. And the analogy that I use is this. Making disciples is like your circulatory system. The circulatory system is your heartbeat pumping blood through your body. Isn't reaching lost people the heartbeat of God? Isn't that why he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross to pay the penalty of our sin? When our heart stops beating, we die. And when your church stops reaching lost people, you're essentially a dead church. And so what we want to do is make sure that we have an effective plan for making new disciples, for reaching lost people. The second system is our nervous system. And this is really our discipleship. This is growing disciples. Now, the nervous system is basically a communication highway in your body. It's your brain to your appendages through the nervous system. And we need to make sure that we have two-way traffic in this communication system. A lot of discipleship in the context of our churches is merely information dissemination. And if our brain is sending a signal to our hand that the oven or the stove that we've touched is hot, but we don't do anything in response to that, then we end up burned. And so if discipleship is merely a one-way transfer of information and it's not actually something that's done in community with a laboratory environment where people get to practice and experience the things that they're being discipled to do, then it's really, it's not going to be as effective as it could be. And then finally, the respiratory system is the analogy that I use for equipping and sending disciples. And why do I use respiration or your respiratory system? It's because a lot of churches focus primarily on inhaling, breathing in, bringing in new people, bringing in new disciples, but very seldom focus on exhaling. And if all you ever do is inhale, you know what you do? You hyperventilate. You can't function. A lot of churches are so focused on this, the numbers getting bigger and more people coming in, but we don't see the responsibility that we have to raise up ministers, to equip people for ministry and send them out. Now, sometimes sending them out means literally sending them out into the mission field. Sometimes it means sending them out to plant new churches or start new campuses. Sometimes it just means sending them out into their communities, into their workplace so that they can actually be a part of more disciple making. But we have to have both an inhale and an exhale in order for our churches to be healthy. So I hope that you will pick up this book. At the end of every chapter, there's a set of discussion questions that you could actually do with your team. It's called What Healthy Churches Do, and it's by yours truly, Bart Blair. And the last book that I have on my list is actually one that I just picked up at the very, very end of 2024 and really found it to be an exceptionally helpful book. It is by Brian Moss, and it is called The Dream Church. And DREAM is an acronym, D-R-E-A-M, The Dream Church. The subtitle is Five Proven Strategies for Building a Healthy Disciple-Making Church. Isn't that what you want to do? That's what this podcast and our ministry is all about. It's not about making bigger churches. It's not about making better churches. It's about making healthy churches, because healthy churches will make disciples. They'll be effective in their ministry and growing those disciples, and then we'll actually be able to start more new churches. If you're looking for real world advice from someone who's actually been there, Brian Moss shares his story. He's a pastor of a church in Maryland. He took over the church when it was struggling under 40 people, and he's turned it into a very lively and vibrant, kingdom-impacting, community-impacting congregation. What makes this book most helpful is that Brian doesn't just give you theory. It's not just big ideas. He walks through very practical, proven strategies that can help any church of any size. Whether your church has 10 people in it or 110 or maybe even 1,000 people, the strategies in this book, I think, will be very, very helpful for you. It's one of those books that as I'm reading, I'm going, wow, I wish I'd written this. This is so helpful and so practical, because I love theory and I love big picture, but I also love practical. And I think that's what you'll find in this book. And as a bonus, I've actually reached out to Brian and he's going to be a guest on our podcast later this spring. So maybe this is a book that you pick up now, start reading it with your team. And then later on this spring, you can catch the episode that we're going to have with Brian Moss on the podcast. And again, the book is called The Dream Church. Well, there you have it. There are my five book recommendations for 2025. I hope that you'll pick up at least one of these books and read it with your team. I'm sure that you'll be blessed, you'll be encouraged, and I believe that it'll really help if you do. We're going to link to all of the books and the Amazon links in the show notes. And hey, if you have a book recommendation that you think would be helpful for us, feel free to leave a comment wherever you watch or listen to the podcast. If you haven't subscribed, make sure that you do that so you don't miss any future episodes, especially the one that we have with Brian Moss coming up in just a month or so. So again, thanks again for tuning in to the Revitalize My Church podcast. Let me wish you once again a happy 2025.